Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Ayin Gimel. We are on page Resh Mem Gimel, the page following 484. Dine Shnei Gzusteros B'Shnei Alios. Like the picture shows, you have a Gzustera on two sides. A Gzustera, as we'll see, is a protrusion, like a little porch that is sticking out of the upper floor. So you have an upper floor on one side of the road and an upper floor on the other side of the road, so we want to connect them to make an eruv together through those two gzusteros. Says the Mechaber, Shnei gzusteros habotos mishnei alios. Yeah, the two gzusteros that are sticking out from two upper floors, zo keneged zo, one across and the other, v'nosem b'neim nesarochav arba'a, again, like picture, right across, you put a board that's four tefachim wide connecting these two porches, hareyu kepesach, this is like a doorway, u'ma'arvin yachad, and they can make an eruv together, the imratzu, and if they want, kol achas me'oreves la'atzma. If they want, they can make two separate eruvin, like we've been discussing. Anytime there's a pesach between two chateros, they have the option of making an eruv together or making an eruv separately. Going back to the Ramah, the first Ramah just explains what a gzustero is. Pirish nesarin bolten misfas tikra salia. It's boards that are sticking out from the edge of the. It's really the tikra is really the roof. It's the roof of the house, which is the bottom of the aliyah. Into the Rosh Hasharabim. And the next Ramah says that not only can you have a board connecting the two gzusteros to make it a Pesach, says the Ramah, v'im'ein ha-merchak she'b'neim arba'ah, if the two porches are close to each other within four tefachim, afilu b'lo neser na'midin hachi, then you would not even need a board connecting them to make it into a Pesach. So the Ramah is adding on, not only like the Mechaber says, a neser that's rachav arba'ah can connect them to make a Pesach, but if they're so close within four tefachim, they don't even need the board, but they have the din as if they have a Pesach b'neihem, that they can choose to either make an Erev together or make an Erev separately. Continues the Mechaber, if you have, and you'll turn the page, you'll see many pictures like this, where they're not across from each other, rather one is a little more to one side, one's more to the other side, one's to the east, one's to the west, then they cannot make an eruv together. So too, if one zistra is higher than the other, that's also not considered a Pesach. That's only if, when one is to the east, one is to the west, the distance between them is more than three tefachim, or three tefachim, or more we should say, and if one is above the other, it has to be three tefachim or more difference in height. They're within three of each other, so whether it's in distance or it's in height, that would still be considered like a Pesach, and now we'll explain everything in more detail in the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, Sefkatan Alav Zu Kenegazo. So you have the two porches, the two gzisteros that are on two sides of the road across from each other. Rotzalomar Shezeb Boleit Midarom Litzafon. This is sticking out from south to north. Vizeb Mitzafon Lidarom. This is north to south. So they're right across the street from each other. You can place a Neser between them, that's four Tvachim, to be a Pesach. Sefkatan Bezu Ba'inon Sheyikbah Neser B'masmerin. You have to put nails into the board. It has to be nailed down, shelo yuchal litlo b'Shabbos, that it can't be moved on Shabbos. Only then it will get a din of a Pesach. Sivkatan Gimel, hareyu kapesach, that will get a din of a Pesach. Pirish, the ayidei zeh, through that Pesach, mutu lo taltel b'shtei ha-chatzeros mizeh lazeh. Then you'd be allowed to carry in the two chatzeros from one to the other. Im yirtzu la'orev yachad. If they want to make an eruv together, you can carry freely from one chatzer to the other, like any case of an eruv connecting two chatzeros. The kevan sheish neser beineyam rochav arba'ah. Since there is a board between them that's four tefachim, hare yochol bekal lelech mipesach haliyah zu la'aliyah shekenegdo umitzarfen. Since the board that's four tefachim will allow easy access from one porch to the other porch, that joins them together as a pesach, and they can make an eruv together if they so choose. The Prima Gadim writes, Dafka Kemosha Tzira Mechaber, Dafka, like the case that is set up by the Mechaber, Shayu Agzusteros Botos Min Ha'alios, that the Agzusteros are sticking out from the second floor from the Alios, Sheyesh Ben Dior, where there are people living in those houses. The Kaimelon Le'el, we learned earlier in Simon Shinai and Beis, hey, the Bishnei Batim, that when it's two houses, Yecholon La'orev Derech Pesach Shebineyim, they can make an Erev through the Pesach between them, even if it's a high Pesach above 10 Tfachim, in a house, we said that's normal. The house is as if it's filled up because it's normal to put chairs there to get higher up. That's why it would be okay over here if people are living in the houses to have this higher sort of Pesach connecting the Chatzeros. Avalim hoyu ka'agavna botos mishnei Chatzeros lomhani. But if you had the same height of the Zister Rose, but it wasn't through a house, it was just Stam in a Chatzer, it would not help. Kevan shu lamala me'asar tfachim ve'kanal shom, since it's above 10 tfachim, and only in a bias, a Pesach over 10 is good, not in a bias over 10 in a Chatzer is not a good Pesach. Sivkot and Dalet. V'im eina merchak. We said again in the Ramah that you could avoid needing the board across between the two if they're close enough, they're within four tefachim of each other. Hainu. She'ein ben gzustra l'gzustra hefsek avir rak pachos me'arba tefachim. There's no airspace between them except within four tefachim, less than four tefachim. V'imkein yuchal esol bekal mizel lezeh. The point is you can easily get from one to the other, and therefore they're considered connected, is considered a Pesach. Din ha'chi sekot and hay. It has the same din as if you put a board connecting them. Kemo b'neser, just like the board, meaning she'echolom l'orev yachak kashir, so they can make can air together the two sides if they choose. The imratzu ma'arvin shayim, if they want, they can make two separate eruvin. That is always the option when there's a pesah between two chatzeros. V'dafka shesmichas agzustero zo lazo lo haya ba'arach kalakosa. Very important point, but it has to be that the closeness of the agzustero in Fort Fachim was not the whole length of the wall. The ilu im haya smichas and ba'arach kalakosa, if they were close together, the whole length of the wall. O shaya nimshach asmichas zo lazo biyosem yaser amos. Even if it wasn't the whole wall, but it was more than 10 amos, oz ma'arvin elchav lo shnayim. Then it's not just a pesah between them, then it's actually a pirza between them. They're considered fully open between each other, and therefore they're considered one big chatzer. It's too much of a connection between them, and they would have to only make one eruv together. They would not have the option of making two separate eruvin. Sivkot and Vav, again, in both of these cases of the Mechaber, where you put the Neser across, or the Ramah, when the Gzisteros are just close together within four tfachim. So then we said, Imratzu, they can make one eruv, Imratzu, they can make two separate eruvin. Says the Mishabura, here he's really repeating what he just said in the last Sivkotan. Dafka, if the board holds four tfachim up until 10 amos. But if it has consecutive boards across the Gzusteros, Yosem Eser Amos, and it goes over an area of more than 10 amos, again, that's a piritza that joins them together too much, and the Nelem Ma'arvin Echad Loshnayim, then they are limited to make one big Erev together between them. They cannot split up and make two separate Eruvin. V'dayu Shano, Demashet Tzrichim La'arev Yachad, that which we require them to make an Erev together in that case, Hurak La'hoil, it's only to help, Sheyu yecholin kolecha l'taltal al gzustera, to allow them each to carry on the gzustera, v'chein lachatzer chaveiro kelim sheshasu b'bayis, and also to bring over from the chatzer of his friend kelim that started off in the house of that chatzer into his chatzer, to have a full-fledged Erev to allow everything. Aval mikol mokom afilo eriyacha, but even if they did not make an Erev together, yecholin kolecha l'arev l'atzmo a chatzer in bata v'aliyah shalo. But each chatzer can make their own Erev with their own houses and their own second floors. The chiddush here is that even though the gzisteros are open to each other, that will not ruin the eruv they want to make independently. Normally we say if you're open to an area that's usa to, it ruins your eruv. In this case, it would not ruin the eruv, and they could theoretically make an eruv together that would work just for their chatzer. Sivkot and Zayin La'atzma, they can each make an Erev, like the Mechaber said, for themselves. U'ba'ofen zeh yemutter l'kol echad. And with this scenario, making their each private Erev, they're able for each one of them, ta'otam mikle beso b'shetach gzustra hashayach lo. They would each be allowed to carry the vessels from their houses in the area that's shayach of their gzustra. Omnom ala shetach shekeneged ha'neser. But the area of the gzistro where there is the board connecting them, the gamal haneser gufan, on the board itself that's connecting them, mistabra da aser. So they would not be allowed to carry in the area of the neser, which is the connector, or the area of the gzistro, which is across from the other gzistro where the neser is connecting them, that would be off limits. Share kol echod parot lumokum chaveiro va'osrim ze al ze. Because then they're open to the area of their friend, and they aser each other. There is a diagram, if you look at the next page, in note number 10. So it's really the top picture on the second page. So you have two gzisteros in one area. They're close within four tfachim. So you see it says it's usr over there. They would not be allowed to carry in that area where they are within four tfachim. But the rest of the gzistera away from where they're connected and in the houses, they would be allowed to carry. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Ches. Till now we're discussing when the gzisteros are directly across from each other. Now we're moving where one is pulled more towards the east and one to the west. Says the Mishavura Tzalom, Meshucha Mimokom Chaverta. It's drawn away from where its friend is, Letzad Mizra, towards the east. So they're separated distance-wise. Einom Yecholim La'orev Yachad. In that case, you cannot join the two Gzisteros together because they don't line up together. Says the Mishavura of Katan Tes, Shekesheyitnu Hanesem Mizolazo. If they are on an angle and you're going to start putting a board connecting the two zisteros, yavel mikeren zavish al zolazo, like you'll see in the picture number 13 on the next page. So then the neser is going on the edge of each zistera. That's the way they're connecting, and that is going to be a problem. Why is that? Upischa bikeren zavish la diinshi. The rule is, and we've seen this a few times, that a person doesn't normally make a Pesach in a Keren Zavis, in the corner. And therefore, if they are on an angle from each other and there's a Neser connecting them and it's going over the corners, the Neser plays the role of a Pesach, but a person doesn't normally make a Pesach on a corner, and therefore that would not be good. That's reason number one. Continues the Mishabura Vigam, also, Lefi Sheina Gesher Yosher, since this bridge is not straight, Elo Ba'alachson Omid, rather it's on a slant, Misyare Adam Lavorbo, a person's afraid to go over it. So if it's straight across, so it's a little safer, it's a little less scary, so it can be considered a Pesach, a person would go there possibly. But if it's on a diagonal, so that is a little more scary, a person's not going to go there, and it would not get, for that reason as well, a din of a Pesach. Sivkotan Yud. But we said this, that the two Gzisteros are distance east to west, or height-wise, one is over the other, that is only going to be a problem if the distance is 3 tfachim or more. If it's within 3 tfachim in either of these cases, so we said, Choshev Shapir Kepesach, then it could be called a Pesach. Says the Mishabura in Yud, Choshev Shapir Pirish, Tavi Ki'ilu HaNeser Munach B'Shove. Even though the Neser is going to be on a diagonal in one case and on a slant in the other case, but the Ma'isev is within 3 tfachim, it's Ki'ilu, the Neser is considered trade, and it's going to be okay. Says the Mishabura Sef Katan Yud Aleph, here's a very important point. Just to clarify before we even read it inside, in both of these cases, when the Gzisteros are away from each other, east to west, or height-wise, besides that issue, they're also distanced from each other in terms of if they would be across from each other or level, it'd also be. So there's two things that have to be taken care of. One is the east to west, and the other one is the north to south, or one is the height-wise, and also the distance between them. So that's what the Mishabru addresses over here. V'dai, you should know. Demasha amru bein berichu bein begova. That which the Mechaber said, that if they're within three, it's going to be okay, whether it's berichu or begova. Hainu shemeruchuk zemize yoser mi'arbot fochim ba'avir shebein zolazo. The two zisteros are distanced from each other more than 10 tfachim of airspace between them. Elo shezo gavoa mezo. But this one is higher than that one, but pachos mishlosh tfachim. So distance-wise, they're more than 4 tfachim away, but height-wise, they're within 3 tfachim of each other height-wise. Oz amrino, then we say, davi ki'ilu heim shneim zo kenegezo. So through within 3 tfachim, we view them as if they're on the same level, because height-wise, they're within 3 tfachim. But they're still distance-wise more than 4 tfachim away. So, Mela, v'nose neser mizolazo. You still have to put a board to connect the two gzisteros, kevan shamirchak shebedeem yosem rabba tfachim. So you fix up through love within 3 tfachim, the height, to make it as if it's on the same level. But l'maisa, you still have the distance of more than 4 tfachim between them that has to be corrected through the neser. So that's by the height problem. Same thing by the east-west when they're moved to the sides, who adin namikisha meruchak zo mezo. If the distance east to west, within 3 tfachim of each other, this to the east, that's to the west, they're not mamish across from each other, but they're less than 3 tfachim away from each other, amin and loved. There also we say loved, the loved just makes it that instead of being east to west, it's kilo, they're across from each other. But again, they're still across more than 4 tfachim, even though through loved, now there's no east-west separation, but there's still a north-south separation of more than 4 tfachim. So mutar ayidei neser shenosim ben zola zo. That can be corrected by the neser. Just to summarize the last point, that even though if they're distanced east to west, or height-wise, that causes a problem. If they're within 3 tfachim, that takes care of that problem, but then you need to correct the problem that they're more than 4 tfachim away as well, and that would need a neser. That concludes Simen Shin Ayin Gimel. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow will begin Shin Ayin Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.